insurance companies as well.
Blog Talk Radio.
And you don't stop, keep it on, keep it on, keep it on. You don't stop, keep it on, keep it on. Where the party at?
Where the party at? Let's take a little time and talk about it. What's going through your mind? It has to be shaking.
And my co-hosts on the line, Ron and Keisha Taylor, right now. How are you good old black people doing tonight?
Hey, what is good?
I know one thing. I know that was my motherfucking jam right there.
Yeah, I was not going to lie to you. I was a little sad that ended. I was really
angry. Right.
I was jamming too.
So maybe we'll play it at the end. Maybe we'll play the whole thing at the end. How about that?
Okay.
How about that? Okay. All right.
That sounds good. That's good. Okay. That's one of them, you know what I'm saying, that the old people could do two-step to, but the young people could, you know what I'm saying, Millie Rock too, maybe. You know what I mean? Something in the middle.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I still need music from them. Coffee Brown. I need music from them. And that
coffee is decaffeinated now. It is decaffeinated. It is done.
Listen. You listen here.
Not decaffeinated.
We can have regular coffee. I'm drinking coffee. That's what I'm doing. Coffee brown.
I've been using a cup of coffee right now.
Listen, I just woke up like at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, sound like it, motherfucker. You sound like you have sleep.
And matter of fact, I'm about to get in the car because I'm at my mama's house. I'm about to get in the car. So, Keisha Taylor, if you could sign in to the studio while I'm driving. If you are able.
Okay.
Switching the driver's seat halfway through the trip. Oh, shit.
Hey. I am a pretty decent driver, okay?
Grab the steering wheel. I'm going to step over. You step. All right. Now step on the gas. Step. All right. Don't step too hard. Y'all switching the front. Ain't this some bullshit?
Hey, that's what we do, Ranch.
I have been a pretty decent driver.
This nigga putting her lipstick on. This nigga taking her bra off all on the front fucking seat. I never seen women do it all, nigga.
Well, first of all, today was my day off, so I ain't putting none of that on all day.
None of it.
I ain't got none of that on.
Lipstick,
you know
nor bra?
No, they've been out the whole day. They just been out.
Listen, I got
motherfucker get a ring and she don't know how to act. She just let everything go. Ain't that some shit?
Let it rain. Same thing.
Excuse me. I will. Sure.
Girl,
motherfucker like everything go.
Are you logged in?
Well, he like it. He like it. He ain't complaining.
he ain't complaining about them hanging down to your belt buckle.
Well. No. Not me.
I can't.
Not my belt buckle. Not I.
Girl, is you logged in?
Yes, I have.
Okay, thank you. Y'all are a hot mess. Let me close up this laptop and put it in my book bag.
So let me ask you a question before you go silent for a second. I got a question about y'all later. Did y'all two did y'all breastfeed?
No, I wasn't able to.
I did.
And what was that like?
I did for a little while with all of them. I want to say like a month or two, but like it was painful. Like, I'm not gonna lie to you, it was painful. It was painful, especially with the boys, because it's two of them, and yeah, feeding at 3 o'clock in the morning two children is not what's up. Because you try to put one on one and then one on the other, but it don't be like that. Sometimes they want to fight. They want to be on the same one. And then that one don't always got the milk. It's just too much.
Ma.
That was too much.
Is Jay coming down here tomorrow?
No.
Huh.
Did you say that these niggas would fight?
Huh?
They would fight?
When you... Okay.
They would.
I
fight.
I have some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Put that stuff from her.
Iman, mute yourself.
Oh, sorry, y'all. I thought I did.
So,
hey,
I remember. Dre with us?
No? Okay, somebody left. Okay.
So listen. I remember my daughter's mother. My daughter wouldn't latch onto her nipple. And she would... and squeeze it and all this, and once she latched onto it, yo, when her teeth start coming in,
I felt
for her so bad.
Oh yeah, no, I had stopped long before that happened. Like, once, I want to say when the boys maybe got about 2 months is when like everything had kind of dried up for me. Like, I was trying to see the doctor and everything, and they were like, yeah, no, this ain't going to work. You're going to have to give them formula. I was like, okay, cool. No problem. Because, you're not going to bite me. You're not going to bite me.
But that's nature.
No, it's not. I mean, no, especially like one of my kids.
You said
it's like,
not.
It's not.
It's not
going to bite me. It's not. Now your daddy can bite me. Your daddy can bite me, but you can't bite me. You can't bite me. No.
You know what? We're going to pivot topics right now real quick. We're going to just discuss something else. I'm pineapples. I'm feeling uncomfortable.
Okay.
So, yeah. Oh, wait. Here goes the beautiful pivot. Tiny and T.I. What the fuck is wrong with them, son?
Before we do that,
we drink, we cuss. Sorry, I'm trying to leave my mom's house.
Oh, yes. Yes, we do that. Yeah.
We gotta do business. We gotta work for real first. We say inappropriate ass things. Because we are your inappropriate-ass friends. That's what we do on a Friday night. And so, yeah, T.I. and Tiny is on some bullshit. So
I don't even know the full story. All I know is I was minding my business at my little job. and I had took me a nice little break, and all I seen was T.I. and Tiny all up and down my timeline, and I was like, I don't want to entertain this. But then come to find out, they out here, I think it's like 15 girls now. It's 15 girls.
Okay, so let me give you this story. There's this young lady named...
This nigga in the middle of giving us the motherfucking story. How shit start going, know what I'm saying?
No, that's what it does. I'm trying to get off my, not trying to be on my Bluetooth, and my Bluetooth connected anyway while I was trying to.
You know you got a trap phone, nigga. Stop fronting.
Nah, no.
Oh.
I am getting in my car. My Bluetooth connected. So don't do this.
Oh,
Obama
phone.
Don't do this.
That's two administrations ago.
Nigga, no,
oh,
the fuck I don't. Just because you got that shit, don't mean I got that shit. So, nigga, I've had the same phone number since I was in college. I have been with Sprint for 20 fucking years, which is now T-Mobile.
That right?
And
that's when
I'm
he was a senator. You got the Obama phone when he was a senator.
God, shut up.
How about that? Kill yourself, nigga. But anyway. Anyway. So yesterday, a young lady named Sabrina Patterson, who has history with T.I. and Tiny, decided that she wanted to just air out the business. That's what she decided to do yesterday. And she was saying that for those some years that was recent, well, not recently, at some point, T.I. pulled a gun on her, put a gun to her head, and, you know, pretty much kidnapped her and made her do things that she didn't want to do. And they gave her Molly, and if she didn't do the Molly, she was going to get killed. This is a whole bunch of stuff. So now what's happening is that some women are coming forward. It's actually up to 19 women at this point that have come out to say, yo, this is the same exact thing that they did to us. They did this X, Y, and Z. They kidnapped us. They made us do drugs. They did, had sex. And it's hard to say 19 people are telling a lie, right? And the same lie, but different, but this is what happened to me type lie. So, Shekinah, who is Tiny's best friend, tried to defend them, but then dug a hole at the same time. She said to Sabrina, "Sabrina, you act like you didn't facilitate these girls coming in to do these threesomes." Tiny, shut up, be quiet. You don't know nothing. If them people was having threesomes in their house, that's none of their own motherfucking business. For you, the motherfucking tell. So now T.I. and Tiny have come out to say, you know, and T.I. decided to pull out his dictionary and pull all the words, all the SAT words out of it.
I see what you did there. I see what you did there. That was good.
What'd I do?
His dictionary. I saw that. I caught that.
That's what he decided.
Oh, no.
And said that he that these are egregious allegations. That he and his wife don't have to do things like that. So they didn't do anything like this. These are lies. This person is trying to get money out of them. They're trying to have a defamation of character type stuff on them. And so that's where we are today. And now, here's the conversation. This is the conversation that I had earlier. I'm like this. Maybe, like I said, 19 people can't be telling the same story. So somebody is going to have to sit down. They're going to have to talk to the police, and they're going to take this shit serious. I feel like this is probably some real R. Kelly shit that we're currently about to be upon. But my thing is this. Why are people so quick to say, oh, I don't believe he did that? Y'all do know that T.I. don't like women, right? He can't stand them. He treats them bad.
All right. I don't know whether he does or doesn't treat women bad. And if you have some information on that, by all means, share. But what the first thing that came to my mind is, yes, these motherfuckers did some dumb shit, but I don't know if they did this dumb shit, right? And the second thing that came to my mind was, T.I. is trying to do this Lawyers of London. And that's possibly a real power move. And if you could defame one of the heads of this move, this movement, then it may stop that whole Lawyers of London thing that they're talking about getting some money for the slave trade, because Lawyers of London was the insurance to the slave folk. So that being said, that's what my conspiracy mind was. But my first mind was like, yeah, they did some nasty pink shit. Because Tiny looked like one of them nasty pink folks. And
But they've been doing nasty shit for the longest. Like, this ain't the first time we heard about them having threesomes and foursomes,
right,
and all of that.
Right.
But now, here's my thing. When I didn't know it was 19. Like I said, yesterday I was on my little break from my little job, and I was like, ooh, it's T.I. and Tiny again. I don't know what they got caught up in. I hope T.I. didn't say nothing about his daughter going to gynecologist again. I didn't get into it. But then, like, on the way home, I saw it was like one person had come out, and I was like, I don't know. This sounds kind of fishy to me. We all know that they be doing extracurriculars with all the extracurriculars. So, like, that's a known thing in ACL. Like, people that's down there, like, they know that. Like, they know how they get down. But then, later on in the night, we got down to 4. Then we got to 5. And then we got to 11. And then we got to 15. I was like, this not going to be good. Like, this not going to be good. Because now somebody going to go talk to the police. The police is going to come knocking. Yeah, and they're taking it seriously. They're gonna come knocking. We already know you got a history with law enforcement, sir. And we also know that your wife don't mind taking a fucking charge for you, sir. Okay, now listen, this not the last year was real different. We already see 2021 is real, real different. So
she called 2020. Hold my purse, bitch. I got shit to do. Let me watch this. Hold my
watch
purse.
Watch this. And it's January. It's only January. We didn't even get to February, March, and April yet. It's only January. This thing is about to be terrible.
I bet you that nigga wish this shit would have came out in the summertime. Because if it came out in the summertime, then Trump could have pardoned his ass. But now, since this nigga just got in office, ain't nobody gonna pardon his ass. He got to do some time if he gets caught up. He got problems.
He's gonna have to do that, baby. Because, I mean, As much as we like Big Body Biden or whatever, like, he ain't that hip. And Camila ain't that hip either. He gonna have to wear that. Somebody gonna wear that charge. All the charges.
Somebody gonna take that charge. And what's probably gonna happen is because, you know how in the R. Kelly situation, the people who were like the ringleaders of some shit, like, oh, we used to set this shit up for him. Yeah. Y'all about to get pulled into this too. I know she was one of them, the one who's spilling the beans, but that's other people. Y'all about to get pulled into that shit too. Because they like, I'm not going to, if I'm going to go to jail, I'm taking all you motherfuckers.
Everybody coming with me. We all going to be right next door to each other.
See, that's why you can't even have good fucking threesomes no more in your relationship. You know what I'm saying? You can't even role play no more in your relationship. Because bitches want to know what I'm saying, Snapchat shit, tell shit, and sue motherfuckers and bring up charges.
That's
and we
that's
was role playing.
Now you
keep
that.
Now you got to sign an NDA. You got to sign a contract. It has to be a video of a verbal agreement about what you're going to do. This is a whole negotiation before you even get
phone
to the bed.
At the door and strip.
I need you to sign on these three dotted lines. You understand me? Not one. You signing on all three of these bitches. Okay? I want
a
video of you saying
man.
You can sex. And I want an NDA.
See, but this is the thing. You thinking that you having a good night of fun. You thinking that you met somebody that, you know what I'm saying, for holy water. You know what I'm saying? You thinking that, all right, this is something that we did this 1, 3, 7 times. How many times you did it with this person? And you may have moved up the scale and the intensity with the third time and fifth time. You know what I'm saying? Y'all doing different shit. And now this bitch is like, you know what? I got to come up right here. And I remember that time we had the foursome with Shanika. Let me call that bitch and see if she wanted to get down with this shit. And I mean, it can be any fucking thing. All I
right,
know is
it
that.
It could be at this point.
It's supposed to be their bedroom. And whatever happened in their bedroom is not supposed to leave your bedroom. Now, if you did some criminal
exactly.
shit in your bedroom, then that's on you
that's
for doing the criminal shit. But if you just did some freaky shit, then them bitches need to shut the fuck up.
I agree. But
I mean, trust me, I don't want nobody to feel like they got to do something or feel like they if they don't do something, they got some repercussions coming to them or they're going
right.
to be drugged or nothing. I don't want nobody to feel like that. But at the same time, I don't want an understanding of adults that you can monetize on to be manipulated. I don't want that either. You know what I mean?
Right. Mm-hmm. And you definitely have to have, you know, have to have your rules and regulations. Like, especially if she changes her mind and that shit, hey, okay, get your shit, you can go. You changed your mind.
Uh-huh. Ain't no hanging
that
around.
Shit.
Ain't no none of that.
No.
If
you decided that you, like...
You get your shoes, you get your drawers, you get your hat, and go. That's it.
Not your shoes. No. You ain't gonna give her pants or her shirt? She's gonna get your drawers,
all of that.
Your shoes, and
no,
your hat.
No, you get... No, you get all that. You get all that.
Take your cold ass.
Get everything with you.
Be dressed on the patio, bitch, and wait for your Uber.
Right. Matter of fact, after you put your clothes on,
she get
it.
She
get
the consolation prize.
Y'all seen that post where the girl spent and she was with the dude that night, and then he sent her home with $40, a juice box, and a sandwich.
She had
like
a breakfast snack.
Yeah. And you send her off with the consolation prize. That's what you do. You send her off.
Ben.
It's a water in there. It's a
make
sandwich.
Sure
it's
at
like,
the bottom.
It's two pieces of celery in there. It's $20.
What?
You only get 20. You don't get the full 40 because you ain't doing nothing. So you get the $20 and you put it in the bag.
And then you send her to the bottom of the driveway, close the gate, and you wait right there for the Uber.
Yeah, that's it.
And then it's an Uber pool.
Not an Uber pool.
It's no more pools because of the COVID. It's no more pools. So she just takes the Uber.
Oh, well, do you that bitch your Uber bicycle?
She can have a regular sedan, not no black truck.
No.
A regular sedan.
Mm-mm.
The dude in the Charger going to pick her up. They've been smoking weed all night.
He's going to come in that 93 RAV4. That's what he's coming in, the 93 RAV4.
I'm done. We're
but it's State Charger. Wait, it's State Charger on your phone. But when you get there, it'd be a RAV4. Like,
yeah.
Wait a minute.
And you're 93.
You better make sure you check that license plate before you get into it.
Excuse me, are you Thomas?
Then you crack the window. You crack the window when you get in. Cause that's the rule. You crack the window just in case they're trying to. You
know what I'm saying? They're trying to do something to you. Crack the window. Girl, you cracked that
window
because they
probably one of them Africans that smell.
You know what? Y'all gonna stop talking about our people like that. You could have said a fucking Bosnian. You could have said a Bosnian that smell. You know what I'm saying? Why you gotta be an African?
Because they be stinking in them Ubers.
You ain't lying.
They be smelling like armpits, African food, and butt. Like, oh God, I'm gonna
die. And the worst part is, you don't know what smell is the African food and what smell is the butt.
Right. But you do know that underarm smell, that's that onion smell, that you be like, God, why he smell like chicken noodle soup?
That's nature, nigga. That's what happens. I bet you ain't got to worry about no motherfucking cancer under the arms and the lymph nodes, though. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? They healthy.
They healthy because they underarms smell like onions?
Yes.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean? Pick cancer because they're putting all that aluminum and shit that's just deodorant to their arms, so it's very sensitive and it goes to your system. Are you serious? Yes, they're healthy. Now they stink like shit.
So you mean
it's, but yes, they're healthy.
I'm about to say, because you know people who use, some people who use natural deodorant, they don't understand that they all still stink, and they be putting their hands in the air and waving them like they just don't care. So,
all right, so people, my youngest daughter, her mother,
oh Lord,
she uses lime sometimes. Nigga, I'ma tell you, nigga. Limes work. Yo, you wake up in the morning after your shower, you put some, take a lime, and you rub that shit under your arm, boom, and the next one, boom, you is Gucci until 12:43. And at 12:44, nigga, the funkiest nigga that you have ever been will appear right there on the scene.
Oh,
you
my
better
God.
Ask for lime on deck, nigga, to get you through the second part of day, cause that shit, nigga. Nigga, that shit right there, nigga. That shit died halfway through the game.
See, natural soap, natural deodorant, right there. That, and this is a whole fruit, citrus fruit that you done pulled off somebody's goddamn tree, cut it up in the bathroom, and said, "I'm squeezing this up under my arm."
Yo, no, real talk. That shit, yo, you will be surprised. That shit work. You feel fresh. You ain't got to worry about. But I guess sometime of 11:30-ish, the acids just wear off, and then, oh man, you start smelling like Funk Dr. Spock.
Oh, not even Funk Dr. Funk Flex. You said Funk Dr. Spock.
Funk
Flex. I didn't know
exactly.
That. This nigga
smelling
like all the people.
I mean, I try to be healthy as possible, but that shit, like, I can't walk around with an open lime. Saying, like,
it's gonna dry up.
It's gonna dry up. I gotta put it in a Ziploc bag and be a fucking fool walking around with half a lime in a Ziploc bag.
Stick it in your pocket. So somebody get in the truck with you and say, "Hey, what you got this lime sitting up here for? You have a taco? You have a taco today?" Nah, man, that's my deodorant. The fuck? What?
Wait, you had that shit in your car, and the motherfucker leave, you go to pump the gas, you come back, a motherfucker squeezing your deodorant in his teeth. Like, yo, nigga, what the fuck you doing?
Like,
oh, shit.
Why you got this in
instead
your car?
Of having, so what? Instead of having the lemon water, they said, you know what? I'm going to try this lime in my water.
That's armpit lime. That's not the same as the regular lime. That's not key lime. Nothing. That's armpit lime.
Exactly.
Right up.
That's all pill. Like, yo, I'm telling y'all, one time, try that shit. It works. But you better know, man, try that shit when you're around the house. Try it on a Saturday when you're not working. And if, but around noonish.
I work on Saturday. I work every Saturday. Nope. Not
Try it on your day off.
Nope. Not going to do it.
I don't want
I work at Walgreens. I don't have no days off. I work every day of the week. Not going to do it.
Don't die.
Don't encourage me to do no shit like that. I'm not going to do it. Nope. I like to decline at the beginning. You want me to do
oh,
what?
Oh, shit.
No, I'm sorry. You almost died. Stop smoking while we talking. Because you know we ain't got sense around here.
Yeah, fuck around, man, and go down the wrong pipe or some shit. Y'all niggas are stupid.
You can't. I just, you know what? And what disappoints me is this: T.I. and Tiny. I mean, y'all try to act like y'all some upstanding human beings. And believe
Don't do that.
I try. Like for me, for myself, I know I like some freaky shit. That's some shit that
there
I don't
you
tell you niggas about. You know what I'm saying? That's some shit I don't tell y'all niggas about. That's some shit that goes down. So, the fact that you let this person close enough to let, like, I know you probably thought, you know what, we've been friends, we've been knowing each other for 10 years, I can trust her. Clearly, you can't trust this bitch. Clearly.
At all.
Clearly. You know? So, I just... I hope it's not true, and that's not what that's not what happened. I hope that it's not true. That's all I hope that it is. And it comes out that she's lying, and they in the stripping next door too. But So
how about this? Take off. Not only is, but it turns out that one of the children ain't T.I.'s, it's a nigga that they brought into the household that got her pregnant. And that nigga come out and be like, yeah, the third boy is mine. How about some shit like that? I just spun some other shit into the mix.
Hey, because some of them don't look alike. That's all I got to say. Some of them don't look alike. So,
and not only that, but I find it hard to believe you did all these threesomes and foursomes. There was no other niggas involved. It was just him and all women.
Listen,
that would piss my whole entire soul off. Because if this is some shit that we doing, nigga, I'm getting some shit out of this, too. You're not just going to be bringing bitches up in here. I'm about to have me some shit that I want to get the fuck into. Like, we're just not going to do this. All right, we're just not going to be having bitches. Need you to bring, I'm a go get me this dude. You're going to put your ego to the motherfucking side, and we're going to do this thing. Because that's a lot of reasons why some men don't allow that shit because their egos is too goddamn big. No, little fella, put that back.
Not little fella.
Sorry.
Why you gotta be little fella?
Because I got to remind you that nigga that your ego is not that big. Sit it down. Sit down. Let me do my shit. You don't want me to bring nobody in here bigger than you because that's what your brain is going to think. Okay, I'll find somebody the same size as you. What you want me to do? Are you going to be upset that I'm going to do some shit with him? Maybe he going to flip me around and turn me and do some other shit.
That's what I'm saying. It ain't got nothing. Yo, it's even worse if the nigga got a smaller dick than you and make you come more than I do. That's even worse because now this nigga's just more talented than me.
This man out here doing
doing somersaults in her shit, and you just sitting there looking goofy.
Well, then
right.
You should be
like goofy ass.
What you should be doing is putting your dick in my mouth or some shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you don't just be sitting over there like a bump on the log. Get involved. Get involved.
Yes, absolutely. You are 1,000% correct. At the same time, I get it when a man looks at it, you know what I'm saying, like, looks at his woman differently after the fact. I get it. I don't agree with it, but I get it. But like you say, that's their ego shit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Put him on the porch like we just put that bitch on the porch. Put your ego outside on the patio. Dress it up, make it look nice so somebody can come by and pick it up and bring it back later.
You stupid.
Wait, I'm just saying.
But that's, but
hopefully
like, even with that, that's
that
one of those
up.
Things. That's one of those things, like, you need to have a real conversation about before you attempt to do it.
And it definitely can't be under the influence of no shit. Like, you really got to have a conversation about that. Like, so listen, I want to try X, Y, and Z, right?
This is how I picture this in my mind. What do you think about it? How do you feel about it? What do you think? Because you go in there, you try to do something different. It's like, you know what, okay, you know, you can bring an extra dude in here, that's cool. Okay, he cool for the first 5 minutes. Next thing you know, he in the corner, fuming. And you up on the chandelier in the living room.
Upside down.
Just swinging.
Turning
just
around.
Swinging. And
turning
he in
around.
The corner mad.
Inside out.
He ain't never,
put your ass on a chandelier.
Question. You said there has to be a long, deep conversation, right, about this. And I agree with that.
I wouldn't say long and deep, but just a conversation.
Okay.
Like,
a real conversation. Right.
Yeah.
But now, my question to you is this. Is there ever a conversation with that third person? Because y'all can have all of y'all conversations and expectations out there, and this third motherfucker throw a curveball in the game. You know what I mean?
Oh,
so
no.
Are they part of the conversation
okay.
also?
Now I'm not going to speak for nobody else. I'm going to speak for mine. Everybody involved having a conversation, because now we talking about doing some things. People got to go to the doctor and things like that. Like, it's a whole conversation on my side. I can't speak to other people's relationships and what they do, what they don't do. But on my side of town, it's a conversation. Everybody that's going to be involved is in that conversation.
Okay, all right. So now let's go with this side of the story. Everybody's in the conversation. This conversation, if we all don't have the same expectations, do we stop and not do it, or do we alter our expectations, or what? So in other words, you want to have a DP, and the dude is with it, and your man is like, nah, I'm not with it. Do you alter your expectations, or do you make him do what he don't want to do?
No, I'm not gonna make him do what he don't want to do. Absolutely not. That is sexual assault. I'm not gonna make him do anything he don't
want to
do.
But if this what I want to do, and me and you didn't have this conversation already, and me and him didn't have this conversation, so. The way my relationship set up is, I'm going to go do what I want to do with him, and then I'll see you at another time.
Say less.
Again,
I'm only speaking on my part of town. I don't know what everybody else doing on their side of town, but on my side of town, that's what happened.
All right.
Who is? I don't know who this 911
I don't know either. But hello, and we're so glad you tuned in. Hi.
There you go. Here we are. All right. Let me ask you another question.
No, that's Raleigh, North Carolina, or Chapel Hill, or down that way. That's what that is. What are you talking about, New York? Shut up. Do you not know your area code?
Uh-oh.
Wow.
But the blue thing is beside it, so I'm trying to figure out who. So I'm going to tap on it. Give me a second. Let's see.
Okay.
About time, man, because I swear y'all been taking forever. I got serious damn questions.
Nigga, we didn't.
My question is.
You've been muted. Don't you ever come into this motherfucking show acting like we knew who the fuck you was, Dre, with that raggedy ass phone of yours. Now, I'm going to bring you back in, and you're going to fix your
now,
phone.
Now, why didn't you just message and say it's me, Ron?
No, don't act to make any sense.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
So, we're going to
try
this
again. Why
didn't
you just send us a message?
You're going to fix Wait
No,
I,
don't
I
ask
him
to make any sense. Don't.
I muted him. What we're getting ready to do, we're going to try this again. You're going to fix your tone. And lower your voice.
Oh, shit.
I'm not in the mood.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
What up, Dre?
You are back on.
Jim.
Okay.
All right.
Now, what would you like to add to this conversation since you didn't decide to tell us in the group chat that this was you?
Because I couldn't do it in the group chat because my phone was messing up again.
Nigga, you said
a
fucking message.
Every time we get a phone call from somebody, y'all be all excited and y'all hit the button. But apparently, y'all didn't hit the button.
No, because we don't just pull up. Because sometimes people hit one by accident and we don't be knowing. So that's why I would say, hey, if you want to talk, please
Denise
take it.
Didn't get on then because Denise been trying to call too.
But
none of
these
messages in the group chat. Well, no, Denise don't. She's not in the group chat.
Denise knows how to get in contact with me as well. She don't just know you. Then two, only numbers that I'm showing here are three numbers, which is our normal, which is me, Ron, Keisha Taylor, and then that number that you're calling from showed up. So. I don't see her number here, so I don't know that she wants to talk. Okay. Now you can answer the conversation if you'd like.
Y'all fucking my hire.
Nigga, if you want to
Ron, you've been talking since the show. Ron's been coughing since the show started, because I've been laughing.
Okay, so what would you like to add to the conversation?
Oh, I just want to know if the best friend was a part of it because she got a big old butt.
A fucking duck.
And is it a video?
This is why you don't give ignorant motherfuckers opportunities to say shit because they say ignorant.
I'm just saying, man, y'all know she got a big old butt. I know everybody in their mom want to know because she taking up on what she involved in it too. Because remember the episode, what episode was that when she was talking about, it was some episode they had on the show with her and Tiny, they were talking about sex or whatever, and she was trying to, I can't remember the whole thing, but it's probably on YouTube, but yeah, I just want to know, it's the best friend was involved in it.
Probably.
Wrong, I was thinking the same thing.
Probably. I ain't gonna lie, it was one or two times I seen like that show they had and I was like, yeah, they fucked before.
Exactly. That's why when she started defending us, then she threw him under the bus sort of kind of, and I'm like, okay. So I wondered if she was involved in it too.
She found one of the first ones.
And I thought that too.
I think they you talking about what's her name, Shekinah?
Yeah.
Shekinah.
Yeah. Shekinah. Yeah,
it
they
is good.
Yeah, I definitely think they
yeah,
they've been together. They don't,
yeah,
they
don't
all
got down.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, that's not uncommon for T.I. and Tiny. And then, it, like, that whole Atlanta scene is real different over there.
Yeah, because, you know, Atlanta is a real big sex trafficking spot. Remember the Super Bowl where Tom Brady and them went down there, and all them NFL players went down there, and when they was in the Atlanta Superdome, them joints, yeah. And notice how they just swept it under the rug and ain't say nothing else about it.
Listen, I don't know where the line is, but it seems like a big jump between me being open sexually in my relationship and that seems like a big leap. You know what I mean? Like, those two things don't seem like they necessarily parallel. Or is it just me?
No, it is a big jump. It's a very, very big jump. I think the truth is definitely going to come out. And I do, and one person is kind of like, it could have happened. But now we up to like 50 women. Like, no, somebody somewhere is telling the truth. Like, this happened. Like, it happened.
But what
and
is this?
I have.
But what is this? The fact that we had drugs? All right, we had drugs. Bitch, you had drugs. She had drugs. I had drugs. We had drugs. Well, I mean, oh, so I forced you to have the drugs. Okay, all right. I forced you the fourth time we did it too. You know what I mean? Like, come on. Like, after a while, it's like, just because I did something doesn't mean that thing that I did is illegal.
Yeah, no.
It may be moral. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm just a nigga that like to dip his dicks in women, so pardon me. I apologize.
I'm confused about one of the things I was confused about was that they were saying that the women were saying, oh, if they didn't take the drugs or whatever the case may be, like they couldn't come in. And I was like, I don't quite understand how everybody is upset with this, because if you don't want to take the drugs, you don't want to take the drugs. Like, you don't have to take the drugs. Like, I didn't understand it. So because you
right.
wanted to go inside and be a part of, you took the drugs. But you didn't have to if you didn't want to. You could have took your ass to the Waffle House. You didn't have to go to T.I.'s house. You could have went to Waffle House. You could have went to wherever else in Atlanta, they got food,
chicken
and waffles. Like, you
could have
did
so. She didn't have to go to T.I. house. You could have went to the Waffle House. You stupid.
You could have went to Magic City. You could have went to King of Diamonds. Like, you could have did
other stuff. Like, if you pulled up to the gate and it was like, all right, boom. So you take these two mollies and you was like, hey, no, I don't want to. And it was like, well, you can't come in. Like, I've never been to Atlanta, but I feel like there's plenty of stuff to do in Atlanta. Like, you could have went to the Waffle House. You could have went bowling. You could have, like, it's plenty of other stuff you could have done. Or, you just could have took your ass back. Like, you know what? I'm not comfortable with taking these drugs, especially from people I don't fuck with like that. You know what? This ain't for me. I'm going to go head on home. I'm not going to do no ball-headed hoe shit today. I'm just going to go home and do a face mask and go to bed. Like, nobody was saying, like, you couldn't do that. Exactly. You could have made up your mind. You could have said, no, I don't want to. I got to get up early in the morning. You know?
Okay.
Maybe next time.
Like,
but that
you know
would have
what?
Been a lie. That would have been a lie. Them bitches ain't got no jobs. That would have been a lie.
No, because so they've been strippers. They were strippers and shit. Because one of the girls said that she met them in the strip club.
Oh. When the strippers
she
home,
got a job.
And them bitches is talking.
Yeah. You know, T.I. and Tiny will take you home for a night. Bitch, they paying? Girl, they might be. You know what I'm saying? Like, listen. Listen.
Yeah, that sounds like a real conversation right there, too. I ain't gonna hold you. You know, you know what I'm saying? Oh, y'all know who in the club tonight? Who? Tiana Tiny. Oh, shit. Hey, yo, Peaches,
yeah,
did you
go
home with them last time? I sure did.
I did. Let me play the part. Let me do it. You do it. You be one, I be one.
Oh, Lord. All right.
Wait, hold on. Go ahead. I want to hear this.
You ready, friend? Oh, friend. You know who here tonight?
Who, girl?
T.I. and Tiny is here tonight, honey.
Ah, shit now. That's big money. Y'all
okay,
baby.
Listen, and you know that's extra if you go home with them.
Yeah, because you did it last week.
It was money. You understand me? Money. Okay? Big money.
So, hey.
That's
so
exactly how that conversation went.
Right.
I'm
right.
Done with
you. Listen, are we in this together? We going to tag team? What we going to do, bitch?
We going to go get this money, bitch. That's what we going to do.
Hey. Hey,
y'all
go
get motherfucking high and go get motherfucking and fucking sodomized. That's what the fuck y'all go do.
That's exactly how that conversation went back in the back room.
I mean,
when they was throwing glitter on each other. That's exactly how that conversation went.
Mhm. Yep. And then sometimes she might be like, you know what? Sometimes I like the what in the butt, you know? So they, hey.
Not the what in the butt.
The what in the butt.
Wait, nigga, if that takes you from 5,000 to 10,000, then fuck it. You just got to do what you got to do.
Wait a minute. What Monique say? You just gotta relax all your muscles. Just relax.
Listen,
all your muscles.
Just relax. Listen. He said he wants this to be a 3-hole night. Oh, okay. Well, how much he paying again? Okay. Well, all right.
Well, I got 3 pockets too, nigga. You gotta fill all 3 of them up.
Listen.
With some good shit.
You gonna have to fill these pockets up, sir.
Not with some good shit. Not no little shit. Some good shit.
Mm-mm. We only take 50s and 100s at that point.
50s
and 100s.
In the butt. We're gonna what in the butt? Well,
that's 50. That's 50s and 100s. Don't you pull out no 20.
Mm-hmm.
If you pull out a 20, I'm pulling out my 20. And I guarantee you my 20 look different than your 20. How about that?
Oh, Lord.
I'm done.
I'm just saying.
That's what we doing.
Yes, you doing. If
yeah.
You doing the what in the butt, you pulling out 50s and 100s for all of that.
Mm-hmm. You pulling out all 100s. I'm in 50s and 100s. My ass, all 100s. Thank you. Appreciate you. Appreciate you.
Oh, damn.
Appreciate
I gave you.
You
a discount because of the pandemic, but she said she wanted all the coins. I gave you the pandemic discount.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so y'all both getting on my nerves right now because y'all both, no, just stop
what?
It. Don't make me what I was about to say.
What? What was it?
Y'all both done took it in the ass for free, and now y'all acting like y'all need a pocket full of hundreds. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, you're fucking killing me, nigga.
You know
stop
what?
With the fucking role play, nigga.
Y'all almost saying some shit. Like,
excuse me, sir. I'm going to correct you. No, I have not for free. No, I have not, sir. Excuse me.
I probably have. But
so I'm going to correct you on this good Friday night here. No, I have not.
Okay, so what kind of remuneration did you receive for said anal activity in the past?
Or
I just
had this conversation. Well, I don't think she's done that before. I don't think so.
No. Hold on. She didn't say, no, I've never done that, sir. She said, no.
Yeah, this is probably why we hate it here. That's probably why. We hate it here. This is life.
Oh, shit. I'm done. I'm not doing it anymore.
But, I mean, I probably have done it for free because that's some shit that I enjoy. So I can't fight it.
Now niggas want a pocket full of fucking hundreds. Nigga, you don't get the fuck out of my face,
nigga,
and go get that Uber and your fucking $40 and your fucking sandwich.
So listen, because that's not the shit I'm used to back then. Okay? So...
there still needs to be some conversation involved, especially if it's some new shit. Some shit I ain't used to. You might not know.
I thought my scenario from 5,000 to 10,000 was more than fair. You know what I mean? This nigga talking about a pocket full of fucking hundreds. And you got three pockets, nigga. Get the fuck out. One of the pockets got to be changed then. I gotta be putting change in one of them pockets. Fuck that.
Yeah, it's gotta be changed. Where's my other cell phone? I was in my pocket.
Yeah. Tell him.
Yeah,
I can't put 100. All these pockets, nigga.
I mean, you wanna touch this hot pocket? This hot pocket right here?
No, not no more. No, and you know what? Erase her from the fucking guest list going forward. This motherfucker is too expensive. Fuck that.
And that's too expensive. Nah, nigga, y'all got it. Remember? Y'all got it.
Listen, obviously they should have got a lesser quality of bitch. They might have kept their mouth shut.
Listen. Right now, they got I don't know what they got going on in their life.
I don't know. They should have went over the Dominican Republic like a real fucking dirtbag does. What the fuck they was thinking?
No, a real, golly, what kind of people?
Don't you go to the Dominican Republic. You come back with crabs. You better not. I told y'all the story.
That's probably where he got them crabs from before. That's where he got them crabs from.
Hey,
before.
Yo.
Try that, like,
bruh,
he won't tell us. That
I'm gonna keep it 100,000,000% with y'all niggas. And Tiny will take crabs right now for this shit to go the fuck away.
They probably would.
What you mean probably, nigga? Probably?
I don't know the people like that.
I feel like at one point they could have had crabs.
Right.
Hey, nigga, don't talk so much to people who had crabs. I had crabs before, nigga. Fuck you.
No, that's why I said that's probably where you got it from, over there in the Dominican Republic.
You stupid. No, it was from the chick was Dominican, though.
See? This is why. This is exactly why. We just be here. We just be working.
Nah, but I'm just saying, though, man, it's like when you do shit and you let other people who are not solidly in your relationship into your relationship, that's a risk every time they leave, every time they come, every time they leave, every time they come. That's a risk you taking.
Right.
Like, either you got to get them bitches hostage or you got to go to fucking, know what I'm saying, Morocco.
Morocco.
Why you got to go all the way to gas, nigga? You got I'm going
pretty.
To church. You ever
seen a Moroccan woman?
Yo,
pretty Ethiopian.
Gorgeous.
Man. Mm.
Gorgeous.
Mm.
Awesome. They make they don't be putting the lime on their underarms though.
You don't know what they doing to their arms. You don't know. You don't know.
No,
you just that's here.
And I don't even think y'all be caring either. I don't even my
girl. Did you cook some chicken noodle soup today? Why you still smell like it?
You stupid. You do. Smell like Lipton. Nigga, you smell like Lipton.
What do you smell like? What did you eat today? Because you know that shit comes through their motherfucking pores. You be like. What you
oh my God. And curry? Oh my God! Oh,
you decided you wanted to go today. You wanted to put all the spices on the go, all the spices, all the cayenne pepper, all the whatever the fuck that shit is coming out your pores.
You stupid! You stupid! You know what? That's why I don't even talk to y'all, cause y'all stupid fucking freaking frack making fun of our fucking African brothers and sisters.
Well,
that
I be doing
terrible.
It too, man. I be doing it too, cause just, man, when they be heating their stuff up in the break room, I don't know what kind of spices they be damn with their food, but that's where they got the whole animal, whatever they eating in that damn microwave. It smells up the whole room. I mean, it be smelling so bad you cannot eat your food in there. You be looking at your food like, damn, is this shit in my food? Like, damn, did they sprinkle some spices in there? You don't even want to put your food in the microwave. The food smells just bad.
And that smell be there 3 days later. That shit.
Three days later, oh my God.
You come
Taylor,
off
this,
work Tuesday and Wednesday. You come back Thursday. That shit still smell like
exactly.
Food.
And this little white girl to be cleaning up, she goes off. She was like, I don't know what the hell they got in this damn microwave, but this shit stinking and staying there for like 4 days. She be trying to use some kind of spray to get the smell out the microwave. Man, it smells horrible. And they always talk about Mexicans with their spices. Africans? Them dudes be sitting there, and they be sharing the food, and they be sitting there trying to eat that hot mess or whatever they got in it, and they be not running down the nose because they sweating and kind of, I mean, it look a mess. And they don't believe in social distancing worth nothing.
Not at all.
Nope.
Not at all.
Yeah, man, that dude came in and said, hey, you ain't supposed to be six people at a table. I'm supposed to be two. No. I sit where I want to. This one dude said he was a king. He do what he wants to. My man said, well, you in America, brother. You ain't got no king from over here. Get the hell on them. Get a space of them out in there. We was in a dime after the break room. Like that, man. Lord. And Ron, you right, too, about the Uber. Like, you get that app. And it's supposed to be a charger, and that's around a van pull up. You looking crazy as hell.
Crazy as a motherfucker.
Yeah.
I told you it's always a 93. It's a 93 RAV4. Something to get done.
Oh,
look.
93 RAV4.
Oh, man.
All right, so we touched on the T.I. and Tiny joint. What other joint you were talking about, Imaz?
So the whole thing, so this is going to get even seriouser because, you know, we was joking about T.I. and Tiny sex trafficking people. But, yo, the Seahawks dude who choked his girlfriend out and then... He thought she was dead, and when she woke up, he said, I thought you was dead. Yo. And he white, and she black, and he out on a $400,000 bond. How he get out? I mean, why he out? Because that should have been attempted murder. Because she...
Wasn't that the football player?
Yeah, that's the football player.
Oh God, yeah, I seen that.
Yeah. So the NFL hasn't said much about it, and you know they have a strict policy on domestic violence, but clearly this policy is not being enforced on his wife.
Ray Carew.
Ray Carew should have went to jail because he shot his person. Why would you say the policy is not being adhered to?
Because he beat that woman to death, man. They ain't do nothing.
He's still with the team. Even though he's not a free agent. He's not. Okay, well, educate us. Hey. Don't try to come
That's
back
what I'm saying.
And
nah.
feel stupid educators, nigga.
No, because he put a statement out that he's stepping away from football for a while to get his shit together. So basically, he's on medication, and he was taking his medication, and then he choked the shit out. Now, that's not
so
the...
Okay.
I don't believe that, because that's about like the whole Big Ben situation in Pittsburgh. Big Ben caught 2 rape charges. And they didn't say nothing else about this shit. They swept this shit on the rug. Not one word has been said about it. Then all of a sudden, right after he caught the second one, this motherfucker popped up married.
Well, I'm not going to say nothing was brought up about it. It was actually a lot brought up about it. But that being said, with this case, this dude, yeah, it just happened, so we still got to see what's going to happen. And I'm going to keep it 100 with you. With everything that's going on, with the fact that this was a white dude and a black woman. I didn't even know it was a black woman until you just said that. But when you put that dynamic in it, I think this is going to be a real important case. If they do it one way, they're going to be look like they, you know what I'm saying? I think they're going to shit on them. I think he's gone for a good minute. You know what I'm saying? I think they go shit on him. You know what I'm saying? Because you got a black woman vice president, you can't have black women getting choked.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
And
the optics of it just
don't
look right.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? The whole Me Too, Black Lives Matter. Yeah, it don't look right. So this dude
should get some time. Even though she didn't die, he should get some time. Ray Carew, he pulled his time, and then shit. Look what they
done.
Don't compare
Ray Carew to this nigga. Ray Carew is
really
a piece of shit.
I'm just saying, it's not the same thing. Okay, so you might need to speak on a different Ray, because Ray Carew and Ray Rice are 2 different humans. So Ray Carew, because he did not want to pay any more child support, had that girl gunned down.
It gets worse than that. It gets worse than he didn't want to pay no more. He was about to get a new contract.
Right.
And he was about to make some real paper. And he didn't want this bitch to get none of his real paper. Like, yo, son, how greedy can you fucking be?
Yeah.
He's a piece of shit.
Ray, I don't care how people use, like, he's fine, he doesn't all, but he ain't shit. Period. I don't care how you dress that piece of shit up, it's still a piece of shit. So, I think you may be speaking.
Now, that's not to say that this dude ain't a piece of shit. That's not to say that this dude ain't. They just 2 different kinds. Like, Ray Kamuf is diarrhea. You know what I'm saying? This dude is a turd.
And this nigga full turd. But look at this, because of the Ray Rice situation, where he punched old girl and he knocked her out and drug her through the hotel. That's
right.
That's
all dookie shit.
Of this, you know what I'm saying? That's along the lines of this white dude. And then, you know, she ended up marrying that dude anyway. She forgave him, but
right.
And that's on her. That's your battle to fight.
And the only reason why that happened was to keep her from testifying.
Right. So,
well, I don't know.
Yeah,
if that's the case, why are they still married?
Because she still let him.
Because he dragged her ass through the fucking hotel. What you mean?
Like, first of all, I'm yeah. Like, she's probably terrified for her goddamn life.
She probably
trust me, she probably can make more money away from him than with him.
She probably could, but
I guess
she ain't never worked before.
What Future said? Future said you want to cry in a Honda or you want to cry in the back of a Maybach?
First of all, I know you ain't quoting that piece of other shit.
Wait, what kind of shit is Future?
He that green one, that he the green one.
Damn.
Oh no, not the green one. Not the green one.
He the green one. He the green one.
Oh
that one
shit.
That stink. Like
oh,
the other ones, that you be like, oh god.
That's the nigga that after.
That's
the day after you was drinking shit, nigga.
Yeah, that's me. Mm. Oh god damn! Like, what I eat? What's all up in me and dad?
Man, not
to change the subject, man. But these Wendy Williams beans are killing me, yo. I am dying laughing.
I haven't seen not a single one.
I can't wait to see this movie. This is going to be funny.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
I ain't going to hold you. I'm more interested in the salt and pepper one.
Yeah, that's the one I want to see.
It's good. Y'all got to see it. You watch it. It's not as bad as people probably try to make it out to be. Yeah, that's bad wigs, but you also got to think about it. It was the fucking 80s. There was bad wigs and bad hair everywhere. So it
right.
was really good, though. It was really, really good. So I suggest you all check it out because I watched it.
Okay.
All right, Iman, can I ask you a question?
I'm interested to read the Cinderella book, too.
And they
stay leaving her out of shit.
Well, did you always want to be salt?
That's why they left out the movie.
Did you always want to be salt?
You know what? Cause salt was like, she was light. Like, I wanted my hair kind of like hers. But, you know, like I said, in the 80s, I was young. Like, I was young. I was a little girl. So I couldn't have my hair like that. I legit had pigtails. So I never, ever had an asymmetrical, but my cousin Sherry had one. Yo, my cousin's asymmetrical was the shit. Oh, God. I wish I could find pictures of it. Like, but I was like, you know, because she was cute, but then here's the thing. There's things in the movie that you didn't know. I didn't know, or maybe I didn't pay attention to later on in life, that she had an eating disorder.
Oh, what?
And that... The thing was, Herbie would say to her, yo, you don't need to be eating that. You getting fat. Like, he would say shit to her like that. So you never know what a situation may or may not be, right? So, yeah. But, listen, because I was like, oh, she thinks she light skinned like me. Okay, I'm going to be. And look at me, old thick something in my life. Now she thicker than me now at this point in life. She real thicker than me. She might want to come on and get in this gym with me.
You stupid.
But yeah. But it shows to me what it did was, like, they could have been bigger than what they were. They could have gone further than where they went. Like, even though they're still they're legendary now, I think that we could have got a little bit more out of them. And to speak on the Spinderella situation is that you see that in the movie and the situation that you see now playing out, the thing is that they treated her bad the whole entire time.
Not just in these last few years. They treated her bad throughout the whole entire time.
Yeah, it's been the entire time. Yeah, like they never like they never was for her. Never.
Yeah. So
because for one, she was what, 13 when she joined the group? She was young.
No, she was 16. She was 16 when she joined them.
I know, something like that. Did they put the original Cinderella in the movie?
Yep, they put the first one in, and then when she kept being late to rehearsals and stuff, they complained, and so Herbie got rid of her. And so then that's when he brought her in. And they was like, how old are you? Then she was like 16. They was like, man, you got this kid in here. And da-da-da-da-da-da. He was like,
she studied under Jazzy Joy.
So then even when they would go and stay in hotels, you know, they all three would be in the room together. And Pepper wants to go out. Salt is like, I'm staying in. And then Ben, she's like, I want to go too. They were like, no, you about to go in there and do some homework, and you about to practice for the next 2 hours on them tables. They treated her like a kid the whole entire time. Even when she got old enough not to be a kid, they still treated her like one because she was younger. So they treated her different the whole entire time.
Well, that's okay because the rest of them look like old sea moss, and she looks good. So therefore...
Yeah. Hey, listen. Salt. She need to stay away from the salt and the pepper shakers.
I'm done.
No,
with
and let me tell you. And let me tell you something about Pepper. Pepper is rude as fuck. She is rude as fuck.
Oh, and it shows in the movie how rude she is. She's an ass.
Yeah, she hood.
I really suggest you all see it. And this is the thing about it. I can appreciate them being a part of their movie because, you know, they'll make a movie and not have nobody be a part of it. Like, you got Whitney Houston's movie and they're not a part of it. Aaliyah's family didn't want no part of that, and you saw what that bullshit looked like. You know what I'm saying? So at least they made it. Wow. Now, the Clark Sisters movie was good. That movie was good, too, because they was a part of it.
I still didn't see that.
I'm going to need you to stick up. You ain't seen the Clark Sisters. You know what? Get your life together. Get it together.
I'm sorry. Well, I'm trying to catch up on Greenleaf.
And Kiara played her mama. So, yeah, that's a good movie. That's a good movie. So... But this Wendy Williams one, the girl, she kind of looked like Wendy Williams. Kind of. And so, and I need Wendy Williams to understand that she ain't got to tell all the business. Bitch, we don't care if you had a one-night stand with Mr. Man.
That's the part I said I want to see what she going to tell. Because, first of all, the Method Man thing is a total lie. And then she did an interview the other day. She tried to clean it up. She know why he tried to kill her ass. She know what she did.
We all know why he tried to kill her because she told his wife's business about her being sick. We know why she tried why he tried to kill her. And we know that. And if you don't know it, that's
wait a minute, what?
Yeah, she went on the radio and she blasted that shit.
Method Man's wife was sick. She had cancer, and Wendy Williams went on the radio and told it. That's not something he wanted the world to know, and so he threatened to kill her ass. And then when I was talking to him, we were talking about it on my Zoom meeting the other night because I do a Zoom every Saturday night with one of my groups. And one of the girls grew up with them and said, yeah, I remember when Method Man was going to do that shit.
Yep, he showed up at the radio station.
She said, because he don't play about his wife, and his wife is ghetto as hell. And she said, I still hang with his sister to this day. And she was like, here, look at us. Show the picture and everything. I was like, girl. I mean, I know that lady married to that man, but
Listen.
I know that lady is married to that man. I'm trying to
believe
they married.
Let me tell you something.
okay? It was a concert. It was a night. The concert was a night of love at Prudential Center. It was a skate, and they was performing, and they brought out Method Man. Method Man got off that stage, and he walked to the back. Like, he got off the stage and walked off to the side. I said, listen, how much do I really care about this job? Because if he smiled at me one more time, I wasn't going to have no job. I wasn't.
What? Girl, he wasn't about to be a part of that marriage no more. Keep smiling at me. I'm going to make something smile, all right.
Yeah. And then he had the nerve to get his behind naked in power. I said, Made me watch that whole damn season. I'm going to find out when he decides he going to get undressed. I'm sure I am gonna watch it.
Taylor, you weren't about to risk it all with the Michael Jackson gloves, but you gonna run out.
All of that. I sure enough was. I sure enough was.
Right, everything. So yeah. Okay, so this week, why we gotta be stupid? So this week, does anybody have any random observations?
Okay, I do. Raising my hand.
Oh, Lord, she was ready.
So apparently TikTok is the place to be now because they got this thing, the silhouette challenge.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay. All right.
Listen. Now, these women have been showing out in this silhouette challenge now. They have been showing out, and I said, okay. A couple of my friends have decided to partake in this challenge. I didn't need to know a lot of these things about my friends, but that's okay. I think they handle this. Now, some of the men now have jumped on this challenge, and they have took this challenge to another level.
They've outdone themselves.
They have outdone themselves and showed themselves. and some of them, it's okay. Like, okay, this challenge was for you.
I see you.
And then some of them, this challenge is not for them. Tiny Tim, this is not for you. You didn't need to do this, sir. You could have not done this challenge.
Challenge not met.
No, it wasn't. You could have not done that, and we would have been okay. We would have been A-okay. We would have been just fine if you did it.
Yep.
We
would have been all right.
Yeah.
It would have been all right.
It just wasn't for him. And the poor Tink Tink. And the thing was, like, he had the music, and it was supposed to be, like, I get what he was trying to do, but it didn't work out for him in the fever.
Mm.
Just, like, I just want people to be mindful of these challenges because everything ain't for everybody. Just like the blessed challenge wasn't for the people that got bad knees.
The
silhouette challenge ain't for people that don't have no curves. Like, if you look like a piece of paper, this is not for you.
Oh, you stupid.
Or
it's just not.
That last busted challenge, boy. Good God, when old girl, she dropped low, and next thing you know, she was riding that dude. I was like, what the fuck?
First of all, we didn't see that, and so that's fine. But if you bought that ass and you don't like that ass, don't you bust that ass.
We need a petty button, yo. We need a petty button. Some kind of
butt and make a noise. Oh my God, you stupid. Best friend, you dumb as a mug. Oh God.
I'm done. I'm done.
Like, it's just
on,
like,
you
it's
know,
okay.
You heard
the story.
Like,
it's okay. It's okay to sit it out. Like, if it's not, if the challenge is not for you, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to sit down. Like, you don't have to participate.
It can even be for you. It can be. It can still be for you. But guess what? Guess what? Everything y'all need to put on the internet. Okay.
No.
That's one. Two. If you want to do it for your man and show your man, hey, baby, you see what these knees can still do? I get that. I get that little shit. But then, don't let you be rhythmless. Don't you do it. Don't you.
Oh,
no,
God.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Don't you go out, buy the new ass, not like the new ass, and then get no rhythm with the ass. Hey.
Oh, God. Where is the petty button?
Wait a minute, and we got to talk about this too. Now, remember, if you're going to go out and buy the ass in these COVID times, you got to make sure the ass matches the thigh. Okay? You can't be out here looking like a drumstick.
Yep, she said.
You can't look like a drumstick.
Yep.
You're out here looking like. Really, Trey?
Huh?
I'm not doing that. Yeah, you just out here looking a goddamn mess. Just out here in these streets.
Just out here looking like an ant.
Not shaped like an ant.
Look like an ant.
Goddamn. Not from ants. You remember the movie Ants?
Yes, that's what you out here. That's what they out here looking like, ants. Like, so you didn't even get.
Well, she ain't
looking
like the ants.
So you risked your life to go to get the damn butt in these COVID times, and you didn't even get a good one.
But
I'm about to say,
because
man,
world,
you gonna give you gonna get a fake butt, man. You gotta at least get the one you gonna like. Now you had to pick out which one you liked. So she got the butt with she had to get the low budget butt. She got the save a lot butt. She didn't get
the
Target brand.
I'm gonna try to. She got the I'm trying to cut costs butt. Now versus you paying $10,000 for the butt, you decide, oh, I only want to pay $3,500, bitch, and you got what your money was worth.
And then
you're
gonna take all
free.
Them pictures, modeling the butt, and then a month later, I don't like it, bitch. You can't. What
I
you gonna do?
Like
you got the receipt.
You can't talk
about it. Who did this?
We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it.
Okay.
That's why I asked y'all. Did y'all know? Y'all don't know.
That's why I said we need a petty button.
We
but
need
I'm
a petty
button
like for
this
show.
I'm going to tell you like this right now. Y'all already know. When I get the red stomach done, I'm going to go ahead and have them lift up this ass a little bit. I'm going to be walking through. Like, I don't know how I'm going to be walking through. Y'all going to have to deal with it. I fuck it. I already walk like, yep. They don't get all this.
What's the other TikTok challenge that I got a stank ass walk? Something.
No, you're talking about the walk. Yeah, that's by South Bend.
First
by
of all,
South
that is the pettiest song I have ever heard in the history of songs. That thing is so fucking petty. The song that person is about is in a wheelchair.
Shut the front door. I'm not listening to it no more. Not listening to it no more.
Yes.
We don't
so
pick on, we don't
what
pick
is that,
on
Roland? What is that, Roland? I think his name is Roland Roy. He beefing with somebody else. And the person
with
made
South
that
Santana?
Song, and it's called Walk. Yes.
Yeah, Saucy Santana is the dude who made the song Walk.
Yes.
So
he's beefing with Roland Ray. And that man is in a wheelchair. And he said all this other stuff. And then he said, but can you walk?
Ah,
yes. Wow.
See, no.
That song,
I ain't listening to
that song is the petty of the petty.
I'm not listening to that song no more. It's about somebody disabled. You know, I don't mess with people who disabled. Are we gonna do after hours tonight? What you guys wanna do? Because we ain't done it in a couple of weeks.
I got plans. I'm not gonna be
Okay, so we won't be doing that. Girl, go ahead with your plans.
I wish I had some plans
earlier though. But
you about to hit him with the
Not the glass.
Yep. Who's that? Boom.
This nigga here. Just fuck this. So, yeah. Ron, is you still there?
No, I sleep, I think.
You sleep?
He's still on the line.
Dear Lord. He probably.
He's asleep.
Oh, Lord.
You know
okay, well, we're going to get ready to go then. We said we're going to play the song before we left. So we're going to play the song in its entirety before we leave. We're going to jam to it. So, all right.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to say goodnight. We're going to say goodnight first. And then we're going to hit to the after the party. That's what we're about to do.
Yeah. All
right. So goodnight, black people.
Good night.
Peace, y'all.